Paige.
Yeah.
Question for you.
What?
Do you think that Winnipeg suffers from a sense of needless loss when businesses close?
Yeah. Like, I do.
Like a really inflated sense of nostalgia for places that were kind of okay mostly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even great places. There is a time.
I mean, I actually think Winnipeg even has nostalgia for mediocre places that are still open. But definitely
we may have talked about them here.
Definitely the ones that are gone.
But like you look back at, my favorite example would be Gingerbread City Hall.
Yes.
Arguably not a fantastic piece of architecture. It was sliding into the earth.
It's kind of a disaster.
But if you poll Winnipeggers, they would like to see it re-erected.
Yeah. Why would you ever tear that down?
Eaton's. I mean, a Winnipeg institution, but that building was not long for this world.
What? No.
It wasn't built to be like, to last 100 years.
Yeah.
The company certainly wasn't.
The business model was not.
Yeah.
That building, though, when they tore it down, they x-rayed it. Do you remember? It was like in shockingly good condition given its age.
No.
Okay, well, just re-listen to episode 2 or whatever. No,
I thought you meant was I here when they x-rayed it.
No.
It was not.
No.
How did they fit it into the x-ray machine?
It was one of the big
giant ones. Mammogram for buildings that I don't know about.
Yeah, they just pancake a whole building into this machine.
But Eaton's itself.
I'm going to die on this hill. I thought that was a great building and I would have. I'm going to be the woeful Winnipegger.
Mm-hmm. Did you join hands around the building with Winnipeggers?
No, I didn't do that.
Is its replacement more valuable to the city than the building would have been had it been left where it
was? I could not track that question. You're going to have to start over. Like, is what's there now more valuable? Well, I mean, nah, I don't. Okay, well.
Could they have torn down the entire block across the street?
I cannot.
Like the Dollarama block?
Yes. Yeah. I cannot be asked to compare these two architectural styles, A. And two.
Do you want out of this conversation?
Yes.
Cue the music. Would this be a good time to say, I'm Rebecca?
And I'm Paige.
And this is Made From What's Left. We were just recently speaking with our new friend, Jen Zarati.
Yeah, we
were. The Winnipeg Free Press.
Yeah, we were.
See how I got a name drop in? Like that.
Very well done.
And she
we
agrees.
We like her.
We do like her. She's yeah. She's one of our people.
Good energy.
Fellow podcaster. And yeah. Now friend of the pod.
Yeah.
But she was saying that Winnipeg does tend to suffer from a little bit of nostalgia. Like, nostalgia is not the right word. I don't even know. Do the Germans have a word for it? Like, clinging to things?
Well, why are you asking me?
Well, because you're learning German.
I know about 4 words.
Oh, that's true.
None of them are that nuanced.
And that word that I made up the other day, I'm not sure that was even German.
I mean, maybe. I do love a good compound word.
So why, listener asks, are we talking about this today?
Yeah, I heard listener ask that.
Did you? Listener was like, why am I listening?
Yeah.
No. So listeners are wondering why we're talking about this. Another Winnipeg mainstay, Mitzi's Chicken Fingers, is closing down after how many years?
Ooh, all of them.
Many years. They opened in 1978 at Gary and St. Mary.
I'm older than Mitzi's today, I learned.
Can you math that?
Yeah, 43 years, because I'm 44.
I think you're right. I think you might be
what,
right.
What part? Wait, what month?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was 6 when Mitzi's opened.
43 years.
Yeah.
In business.
At that odd little location that looks like a house with the stripy awnings.
With buildings burning down around it.
It just keeps on ticking. We love our Mitzi. Did you know that around 40 years ago, so let's say 43 years, Shirley Eng's husband accidentally invented honey dill sauce?
No.
And who is Shirley, you ask? She's the founder of Mitzi's. Shirley? That's why we're talking about it.
Why isn't her name Mitzi?
I don't know. And I don't know who Mitzi was.
Probably the dog.
Or like a beloved aunt.
Maybe. No.
I don't know. No. I don't know.
A crabby aunt.
In all of my research, I couldn't figure out who Mitzi was, but maybe Reader can.
Reader.
Maybe listener can write in.
I love that you think this is a novel. We're on about.
Most people transcribe this and then take their time to go through it.
They just read it.
So Shirley's husband.
Yeah.
He had been served a dip with some chicken fingers at another restaurant.
And he probably was just like, this isn't doing it for me.
And he was like, this is so good. I'm going to replicate this.
Oh.
So he went into the kitchen and he had no idea what the ingredients were in the original dip. But he just started mixing things together. And Shirley would try them. And when he hit the magical honey dill formula, she was like, that's good enough. Let's go with that.
Stop mixing stuff together.
She was like, it's so good. Let's serve that at the restaurant.
Wow.
So we don't know what he was trying to achieve.
Okay. We don't know what that
it could have been anything.
Yeah. Sauce was. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or where it came from. But
Presumably something sweet.
Right.
Was with the honey. Headed in that direction.
Something vaguely creamy.
Yeah. Something vaguely
delish. Dilly. Delicious.
Oh.
There's something that happens when you mix honey and mayonnaise.
Oh, you get a non-Newtonian fluid.
Yeah. There's like a science.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't resemble mayonnaise anymore.
No.
And it's not like honey at all.
Very much unlike honey.
It's crackers.
Yeah.
So Shirley and her husband, they, before owning Mitzi's or before opening Mitzi's, they actually owned another restaurant in Garden City Mall in the food court.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know.
Oh.
Why do you ask me questions that I don't know the answer
well,
to?
Well, I just legit thought that's what we were maybe talking about.
My research only went so far.
Okay, well, it's exciting that they had another restaurant. Did they also have three neighbors at their house in St. Vitale?
Well, I don't know, but what I'm saying is the original Mitzi's chicken finger was served at Garden City Mall.
No way.
And it was after it took off there that they added it to the menu at Mitzi's.
Wow.
So it existed in another place.
It sort of, they test kitchened it over there.
Yeah, because Mitzi's, as some would know, was strictly Chinese food.
So originally?
Yeah.
Mitzi's was strictly Chinese food?
Okay. Strictly Chinese food.
Okay.
Which is why you can now get your chicken fingers with fried rice or mixed greens, a little side of consomme soup. You ever had the consomme soup?
No.
It's just like a beefy broth with some green onion.
It's got rice in it?
Slices and a little scoop of rice at the bottom.
Oh my God, that sounds fantastic.
It's really good.
I thought I had it. So I have a theory.
Uh-huh. About, soup theory?
Yeah, no.
Is this like string theory?
This is
chicken finger theory?
Finger theory, mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a chicken finger theory about Mitzi's.
Okay.
Can I give you my theory just in case it's like one of your facts?
Yes.
I think the reason why the Mitzi's chicken fingers are so good is because it's made in a kitchen that otherwise makes Chinese food, and that the oil that they're deep frying the chicken fingers in is also deep frying things like spring rolls and other foods. And the chicken fingers are getting like some sort of transference, which is making them so good.
Yes. I think that's a good theory.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's coming a little late.
Because just like the honey dill, when they developed the recipe for the chicken fingers, they tasted chicken fingers somewhere else and went, we can do this better.
We can make it. Yeah.
And so it's a secret recipe, but I think there's something to your theory.
Yeah. I think it's like I think those foods are complementary. Mm-hmm. In the deep fryer, and there's some good flavor
tasty
mixing.
Deep fried foods.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sadly, Mitzi's will be closing on April 13th, but there is some good news.
Okay.
Shirley is going to try to make her honey dill sauce commercially available.
Oh.
So that Winnipeggers can purchase it in grocery stores.
Can she also make the chicken fingers commercially available and the fried rice commercially available? And
can she just stay open?
And could you just warm it for us and serve it and we'll pay her? Is that an option?
Sounds reasonable.
Okay, good.
Did you know that the jarred honey dill sauce that you can buy in grocery stores?
Yes.
Is made by Gree Italia Foods?
No.
I think that's a combination of Greek and Italia.
It kind of sounds like it.
And the company is owned by Zorba's, of Zorba's at the Forks fame.
Okay.
And that was their father's take on the honey dill recipe.
It's also very good.
Yeah. It's also, that's like the one that Winnipeggers would associate with, unless they had been to Mitzi's and then
am
they
I,
know.
Yeah, exactly. Am I dreaming, or is that one a little bit or not as sweet?
Possibly.
Or am I spreading rumors?
No, possibly.
Okay.
I'd have to have like a lineup of honey dills.
A taste test.
I recently tried the chicken fingers from Vincenzo's on Taylor.
Okay.
Which is a new Italian market.
Cool.
Their chicken fingers and their honey dill, fantastic.
Oh.
But I did notice that their honey dill had just a little bit more garlic.
Okay. I like garlic.
Yeah.
When you say Italian market on Taylor,
mm-hmm.
is this going like head to head with the other?
The Gennardi people?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Where on Taylor?
Just past Buggy Bath.
That
in that strip mall
far
where
west?
Where the hair salon is.
Oh.
And the coal-fired pizza used to be.
Oh, they're not even on my list.
The posh dog. There's some dog place down there.
As if you know that it's a posh dog. And it is. Too.
Is it?
I think so.
I have no idea. So they opened just a few months ago.
Okay.
And they have like a full deli counter and bakery and prepared foods and cheeses.
So
and
close
meats.
To my home.
And the owner,
yeah,
Vince.
Yeah.
Is one of the DeLucas. So it has to be good.
Is this the fella that we used to spin with at the refit?
That's the same one. Come on back, Vince.
Yeah, come on back. You know, 6 a.m. on Mondays. Come be a friend of the pod.
Be a friend of the pod. One more Mitzi's fun fact for you.
Okay.
Do you care to guess how many pounds of chicken fingers they go through in a week?
How many? Okay. 300.
500 to 600 pounds of chicken fingers a week.
Really?
Yes.
Holy shit.
You know what I thought would be fun?
What?
Since we're reminiscing about Mitzi's, mm-hmm. or we're preparing to reminisce, we could talk about some other favorite defunct Winnipeg restaurants and really rile people up.
Let's do it. Let's get everybody angry at what we're missing out on.
I think anytime that this conversation comes up on social media or on Reddit, can you consider Reddit social media?
Yeah.
Okay. In that bucket. People have some very strong opinions.
Yes.
And all kinds of restaurants get thrown around.
Yes.
So if we come up with a list today.
Yes.
It is by no means exhaustive.
No. And I feel like as soon as we walk out of here, we're going to think of 10 more.
Yeah. This could be like a 15-part series.
But we're going to do like a bit of a volley here, right?
Yeah.
In theory, we're going to keep track of who's...
of who misses which restaurant the most.
Yeah.
I wonder if you've been to any of mine.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, do you want to start us off?
I could.
Okay.
Did you order yours so that like you're working up to a crescendo?
No.
Okay.
No, me heck neither. No.
Yeah, okay.
And not in chronological order, order of how much I miss it.
Okay, me neither.
Order of how much I enjoyed it.
Order of how much you miss
number
it,
number of
but
menu
shouldn't.
Items, none
yeah.
of it.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about a good burger?
Sure.
Kleckus?
Oh, yeah.
A Winnipeg institution?
Here, let me just strike that off my list.
Did you have Kleckus on your list?
Yeah. I have a fun fact about it.
I have several fun facts.
Okay, good, because I only have the one.
Did you want to hit me with your fun fact, or do you want to save it?
I'll hit you. My fun fact is that Mary Kleckus helped found
Folklorama.
She knew my fun fact. That's not
fun. Did know
fun.
Your fun fact.
Isn't that cute?
I love that.
I like
love that.
That
for her. And
I
it was always
too.
Supposed to be a one-time thing.
Was it?
The Folklorama.
I didn't know that.
It was going to be a one-time festival of the nations. And
yeah.
It was so successful that they have done it every year since.
Wild.
Since way back when. I don't know what the date was. It's been a long time.
So yeah, tell me more.
Chris Kleckus.
Yeah.
Christomas would be his full name.
Sounds
was
Greek.
A Turkish immigrant.
Oh, sounds Turkish. Whoops.
He got his start, and I don't know if you've ever heard this story. He got his start selling candy and popcorn from a push cart.
Where would this push cart be pushed?
He would push this cart all over the place,
oh.
selling popcorn and candy. And from what I have heard, anecdotally, he would be like all over the city with this push cart. Like literally walking this cart around.
Why don't people push carts of popcorn and candy around anymore?
Why don't they push them over towards us is what you're asking.
Yeah. How do I get one?
Just up and down Waterfront Drive.
Hither.
Once he gave up the push cart,
yeah,
he owned and operated various fruit and confectionery stores in the West End. In the 1930s, he converted a Model T Ford into basically a chip wagon.
What?
Which he took to many outdoor events in Winnipeg, sporting events and fairs.
And when you say chips,
I mean French fries.
Fries, okay.
He added more wagons to his fleet, and Kleckus chips were a fixture in the city wherever there was something going on.
Oh, that's cool.
1946, Chris opened the Main Street restaurant. 46. And his six daughters all eventually joined the family business and ran it until its closure.
Should we guess how many of the six didn't want to be there? Gotta be one at least.
Right? You would think. But they were there. The restaurant was known for its snappy wieners.
Ugh.
Do you like a wiener with a snap?
No.
I like a snappy wiener.
No, that is a
I do.
Full on no.
I like a snappy European wiener.
Ugh.
Fresh cut chips. And they were also known for their collection of signed headshots from celebrities who had eaten there.
Yeah.
I made a list.
Did you?
Of notable celebrities.
Okay.
Jean Chrétien.
Oh.
David Steinberg.
Yeah.
Former Winnipegger. Mr. Dress-Up.
Aw.
Ernie Coombs. Gordon Pinsett. And he signed his headshot to Chris and the Girls' True Friends XX.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Playwright John Hirsch.
Of course.
Who you're well aware of.
Yeah.
All of Chad Allen and the Expressions.
All
every
of them?
One of the Expressions.
Wow.
Bobby Hull.
Of course.
And Monty Hall.
All the Halls.
Halls. In 2013,
yeah,
Mary Kleckus announced her retirement at age 88 after 70 years of service.
Wow.
She worked in that restaurant from the age of, do the math.
I can't. 12?
18.
That was some bad
But probably
math.
Earlier, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing,
yeah.
Right?
Holy smokes.
Do you want to know something cool?
Yes.
So on Mary's last day, the last day of the restaurant, the city of Winnipeg paid tribute to the business by naming the block of Maine between Redwood and Aberdeen Kleckus Way.
I feel like maybe you might have mentioned that in an earlier episode.
I may have. So the mayor, Sam Gates,
yeah,
at the time, and several city councilors attended the ceremony and picked up lunch to go.
And did you get lunch that day?
I got lunch that day, and I got to go with them.
Cool.
We chartered a transit bus.
Really?
Yeah, we took a transit bus to Kleckus.
Was it orange at the time?
No, I think it was like a normal bus.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that long ago.
All right.
That was 2013.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But we picked up lunch to go and then ate it in the mayor's office back at City Hall. So he had all of the city councilors sitting around the table having hot dogs and hamburgers and French fries. And
do they have a signed headshot of you?
They do not, because sadly they closed immediately.
If only they right had stayed open.
Dear Mary, thanks for the snappy wiener. Love, Rebecca. Do you want another fun fact?
Yeah.
It won't top your fun fact. The Manitoba Museum has a bunch of Kleckus memorabilia.
No way.
Including the chip cutter that Chris Kleckus himself invented.
What? He invented a chip cutter?
He invented a chip cutter that they used to cut.
That's
thousands
cool.
And thousands and thousands of potatoes.
That's cool.
So the Manitoba Museum now has it in their collection, along with other memorabilia from the restaurant, including some early t-shirts.
Maybe in a future episode, we can go and visit the Manitoba Museum.
We should do that. So Kleckus, I would say arguably most Winnipeggers would have a positive memory of going.
Yep.
I don't think we went that often, it being more of a North End establishment we being South End people.
Yeah.
We would have probably spent more time at Junior's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But anytime I got to go there, it was a treat.
My next step is Lovey's Barbecue.
Never went.
Really?
I think it was during the time when either I wasn't here or I was vegetarian.
That moment in time?
Where were they? They were in St. Boniface?
They were just over the bridge. And they were, we only discovered Lovey's very near the end.
Mm-hmm.
But they had
the burnt end,
the best burnt ends I've ever enjoyed in my life. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, it's not a wide survey of burnt ends.
Like you've had them from one place?
No, but but there weren't many.
Okay.
Like Winnipeg is not known for its barbecue.
It was a shallow pool of burnt ends.
It was a shallow pool. They topped the list.
Okay.
But not only that, they had a banana cream pudding.
Oh.
With the cookie in the bottom and everything.
Oh, vanilla wafer?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was so perfect.
I would like that.
So like an order of burnt ends and a banana cream pudding. Mm-hmm. It's perfection. All right, what's up?
I've got Mr. Green Jeans.
Me too.
It was the place to be in the mid-80s.
Yes.
Especially for the teens of the time who congregated at Eaton Place.
Okay.
And the newly built Portage Place.
Yeah.
Mr. Green Jeans was like the place everyone ended up. It was cheap. There was lots of seating. Really something for everyone. I think that's probably where I started drinking coffee.
What?
Because coffee was like 99 cents. And
I've got a dumb question.
Sure.
Was it located where there's like a Boston Pizza right now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All
yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Lower level.
Yeah.
Over on that corner, kind of facing the whatever hotel that is.
The Graham Concord or the Graham. What is that called?
No.
Thing way?
No.
The thing. No. What?
No. Because that's in the middle. It was at the end of the mall.
Right.
Right. So like kitty corner to the hotel.
Yeah.
Right.
The Delta?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how all our statements have question marks at the end.
It might not have been the Delta at the time, but yes, it's the Delta now. Okay.
All right.
And it was just cool and relaxed. It had a hip kind of breezy vibe.
Can I tell you my only memory of that restaurant?
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure, and I confirmed this with my siblings, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
So this corroborates the whole 80s thing. We went there for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And
that tracks.
I either had a very large ice cream dessert.
Yep.
Or all of those memories that I had of Mr. Green Jeans have been replaced by Napoleon and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures eating the Ziggy Piggy. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Yeah, ice cream for the first time. So I can't.
So you don't know if it's a real memory or a false memory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they were known for their massive ice cream sundaes.
Okay. So this is stitching together some things for me.
So they had several ice cream sundaes. I remember the names of two of them.
Really?
Here Comes the Fudge.
Okay.
Which was ice cream brownies and hot fudge.
That sounds like something I'd order.
Whipped cream and a cherry.
Yeah.
And then the Hats Off. So the Hats Off was a clear plastic top hat filled with like 10 scoops of ice cream.
Here we are with plastic dishware again.
I know. I think it was 10 scoops of ice cream. You could get vanilla chocolate or strawberry or all three.
Okay.
And then there were toppings that you could choose from and you could add like up to
this could be it.
Five toppings. And it was like jelly beans and gummy bears O. Henry pieces and brownie bits. And
I think this happened.
Yeah.
I think this happened.
And then whipped cream. There were sauces, like all the sauces,
mm-hmm.
whipped cream and then a cherry.
Oh, and did you get to pick your sauces too? Like,
yeah.
This is it.
It was
this
like a create your own.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting mess of a sundae in a hat.
It was like a Minchies on steroids.
Yes. And you just picked from a list. But the problem was certain things like jelly beans, once they've been sitting in ice cream for more than 30 seconds.
You cannot chew them.
No. An O. Henry bar, same thing.
They become like little landmines.
So you had to choose strategically.
Yeah.
Like the best toppings weren't always the best idea.
You know what's good in an ice cream?
Mm.
A gummy worm.
Yeah.
Because it does get that like little bit extra chewy. It's excellent.
Oh.
Do you ever do worms in dirt?
Yeah, I love a worm in dirt.
That's the best.
I love a worm. But they're savory foods. I think they were most known for their buffalo chips.
Okay.
Which were like a fresh potato chip.
It was the refined white sugar that stuck in my mind, not the food.
But also milkshakes.
Okay.
Giant milkshakes. You could get like the usual flavors like chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, but I think they also had peanut butter and blueberry. Ooh. And you could combine flavors.
Oh.
So you could do like a peanut butter chocolate or.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Except for the peanut butter part.
Other menu highlights. Yeah. I loved the mushroom cheddar chowder. It was a very thick mushroom soup with cheese, cheddar cheese, and then a big blob of sour cream on the top.
The chowder.
That's a chowder.
Like it.
Spinach salad with warm bacon dressing.
Okay.
Their Greek salad was a little bit deconstructed because it came with a block of feta and two whole green onions.
Do you have to DIY it up?
You know I don't like to DIY a salad.
That's like a lot of work.
Chicken fingers were very good.
One of the benefits of going to a restaurant is not doing the work for salad.
Right?
Right?
I want it made. Yeah. And then I have it on very good authority that the popcorn shrimp was some of the best in town.
Mm.
And you got a lot of everything. Everything came in big baskets.
Or hats.
Hats and baskets. And it was cheap. I think you could get a basket of buffalo chips for $3.
And the buffalo chips, that's when the potatoes cut and like thin and, or is it spiral? Or
no, it's just literally like a fresh potato chip. Like a like a thin slice of potato.
Yep.
And when they were good, they were really good. Mm. When they were undercooked, they were kind of all stuck together and wet. And they actually cut the potatoes there.
Cool.
And so you'd often get like a hair in your buffalo chips.
Oh, fun.
But it would be burlap. So the servers would always have to explain like, no, that's just burlap.
Ew.
It was gross. Like, yeah.
Why not just, okay. That's not good for a brand.
I know. The Toronto location, here's a fun fact. The Mr. Green Jeans at Eaton Centre in Toronto closed in 2014 after 34 years in the same location.
Wow.
Owner Murray Kalin said that the restaurant had employed more than 5,000 staff and served nearly 20 million people over the years.
Is that turnover?
35,000 people in 34 years? That's about right for Green Jeans. That's about right.
I didn't know it was a chain.
It was a chain. It was a small chain. Okay. But it was a chain. They also went through a very off-brand renovation.
Uh-oh.
At the hands of TV handy gal Sarah Richardson.
Okay.
So Green Jeans had always been like light wood and ferns. Kind of, you know, breezy, fake California kind of thing.
Yeah.
She went all white tablecloth and chandelier with it.
Fancy pants.
Fancy pants.
That doesn't seem to be.
No, I don't think it saved the chain.
Congruent.
Yeah. By any means. Just for fun, do you want to know what people were saying?
Yes.
So I grabbed a review from Melissa J of Toronto for the Toronto location.
Okay.
And the reason I picked this one is because it was a little bit of a time capsule.
I feel like you're vaguely stepping on my segment here, but I'll allow it.
Okay. It's a bit of a time capsule, and it also goes to say how old I am.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Melissa J. Mr. Green Jeans is kind of a Toronto tradition. My mom tells me it was a big hangout back in the day when Sam the Record Man was actually a store, and people would go in to get their chum charts. I only know what those are because she told me. Basically, this place stays in business because people are lazy and want to stay in the mall to eat. If you need somewhere to eat and you can't be bothered to search, Mr. Green Jeans is all right. Just don't expect the food to change your life. I will tell you this, that food changed my life.
Well,
I think Mr. Green Jeans is probably iconic for me because at the age I was, that was probably the first sit-down restaurant where I paid with my own money.
Oh, coming of age.
Went with friends.
Yeah.
Like parents weren't there. I think I went with my mom a couple times.
You were a young adult.
But I was a young adult living big at Mr. Green Jeans.
You were rubbing your two quarters together. And
literally, we were. I remember checking the pay phones for change when we were short on a bill one time.
Fantastic.
It is fantastic. So RIP Green Jeans.
Yeah.
And all that you gave us.
Okay. Next up.
Schmackers.
You tried to steal my thunder on this. No, Nibbler's Nosh.
Oh, Nibbler's Nosh. See, Nibbler's Nosh was suggested to me today. And I had to confess that I had only been there once, maybe twice.
I went there so many times in a week.
Because it was a River Heights.
For such a long
place, right?
Well, Yeah, no.
River Heights Corden. Adjacent?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I know you like to call that area River Heights.
River Heights East.
Crescentwood. There's a whole West. Neighborhood between this area and River Heights. We went there so often mm-hmm. for so long mm-hmm. that when we walked in the door, they would place our order.
See, that tracks. Was it where the PharmaSave is now?
Yes.
In that block?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was, you know, like fond memories for me. We had a server who we loved to death. Mm-hmm. And there was frequently like a three-piece sort of jazz, live jazz band playing.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool.
I remember that.
Way too upscale for us. And my... Incidentally,
you were just there for a casual knish. I was
incidentally, the food I ordered regularly from Nibbler's Nosh was chicken fingers.
See?
Isn't that weirdly full circle?
It is. You know, when I was making my list of restaurants and I was thinking what I like to eat at those restaurants, chicken fingers was the top of the list.
Really?
For most of them, yeah.
I think I kind of burned out on chicken fingers.
Because, oh, I did, for sure.
Yeah. So it's not something that I actively seek.
See, I'll crave them now, but only if they're good. Like, I, the idea of like a grocery store frozen chicken finger has no appeal whatsoever, but like a good homemade, like a Mitzi or a Vincenzo
or a Nibbler's Nosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved that place. I loved the seat that we always sat in.
Yeah.
And, the familiarity of the people there and the music, the live music and the food was fantastic.
Did you call it just Nibblers? Or did you call it Nibbler's Nosh?
No, we just said, let's get food.
And then you just go to the same
place.
That's
where we would go that every makes time. Sense. Yeah.
Nibbler's Nosh.
R.I.P.
Huh. Hmm. Did you ever go to Chi Chi's? Are you of an age where you could have gone to Chi Chi's?
I do believe... I once went to Chi Chi's, but uh-huh. I'm pretty sure it was only once, and I'm pretty sure it was when the Red River X was in town.
Yeah. So it was located where the, ooh, it's not Silver City anymore, Scotiabank Theater?
Yeah.
The movie theater's at Polo Park.
Yeah.
Chi Chi's and Fingers.
Ugh. Speaking of fingers.
Apparently had great chicken fingers. were two restaurants located kind of at the end of the parking lot there.
Like just floating in the parking lot on their own.
But adjacent to the stadium and the arena.
Right.
Which is pretty much guaranteed success.
Totally.
Right? But even if there wasn't a game, Chi Chi's was always busy. It was the go-to, I think, for a lot of families.
And I actually think Chi Chi's, if you ask most Winnipeggers what restaurant they miss the most.
Chi Chi's. Chi Chi's always comes up.
It's always going
to
come up.
And I wonder now if you actually took someone to a Chi Chi's.
Like me?
And gave them the food that they had such fond memories of, if they would enjoy it as much.
Really?
I mean, maybe. Maybe. It was gringo food.
Yeah.
It was either sizzling or smothered in cheese.
Yeah.
There was no in between.
It was Winnipex.
Winnipex. Well, I read a thing that said that they specialized in like Sonoran style cooking or something. No, it was just smothered in cheese. Oh. Everything was smothered in cheese.
I mean, you can win my heart with cheese.
Everything was mild.
Okay.
Like they had a hot salsa, but even their hottest salsa wasn't that hot.
Okay. Yeah.
They were known mostly, I think people would remember, for their free chips and salsa.
Ooh.
Unlimited.
Come on.
Unlimited tortilla chips right out of the fryer. Oh, so they were hot and salty.
Like for real.
And a very thin salsa. I remember their salsa being very thin.
Do you remember if it was like a fresh salsa or not?
It was not fresh like a pico de gallo. Like it had been cooked.
Okay. Yep.
But fairly thin. And the chips were very thin. Like the closest chips now, I think, would be like a La Cochina chip.
Oh, yeah. Like super thin.
Super thin.
Oh, I love that.
And then a nice light. You got two bowls of salsa on the table, mild and a meat, or a mild and a hot.
Okay.
And you could mix them.
Could you tell them apart?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They look slightly different. They also had margaritas the size of your head.
Okay. For pretty big head.
Pretty big head. For cheap. I think when they opened, margaritas were probably like $3.
Wow.
And deep fried ice cream.
What?
That was the big finale.
Yeah, okay.
So it was a scoop of ice cream.
Yeah.
That had been not battered, but rolled in crumbs.
Okay.
Deep fried.
Yeah.
And then served in a goblet with honey and chocolate sauce and whipped cream and a cherry.
I'm so glad I'm not hungry right now. I would be dying. Dying.
My favorites.
Yeah.
Were the chajitas.
What is that?
Fajitas, but Gigi style. Oh, I know. I think they made up so many names and it probably ruined people for going to eat Mexican food elsewhere.
So I don't even feel offside about Winnipex.
No. Chajitas.
Chajitas.
So if I wanted to splash out on something, it would be the fajitas.
Wait, so would they be like come out on a huge thing with sizzling?
The sizzling thing. You'd get the whole plate with the tortillas and the toppings and the things and the stuff.
And you'd do some assembly.
As they walk it through the restaurant, everyone turns and goes, ooh, what's that?
Ooh, and then five more tables order them.
I had surprisingly good fajitas once at Applebee's, but I won't admit to it. At least not in public.
That is what? That
I just admitted to it.
That is, I won't mention the name of the person. She knows who she is. That's what she always gets. And like sometimes the Applebee's table's not very big. And when that bloody tray of fajitas comes out, it like knocks every glass off the table. And
don't they put the luggage rack next to the table?
They put the luggage rack down and they front end load the food onto your table.
My other favorite thing was the taco salad. Because I mistakenly believed that it was a healthy choice.
Right. Yes. Did it come in a bowl you could eat?
It came in the biggest deep fried bowl you could eat. Like the highest. They must have taken a 22-inch tortilla and fried it into a bowl.
Did you ever eat the whole thing?
I would eat the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, super healthy.
I would take the last little bits off the bottom and dip them in more sour cream.
I'm having a salad tonight. It's so healthy.
It's amazing that I'm here to tell you. The other fun thing about Chi-Chi's, on your birthday, if you admitted that it was your birthday, you got to wear a giant sombrero.
This does not sound like something I would do.
And the servers would sing, happy birthday, ole.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, it happened.
Did you partake in this?
Oh, yeah. And sometimes you would tell them it was someone else's birthday just to get them over.
That's
for the song.
Rude.
It wasn't good.
Did they get something like a treat or a dessert or a?
You might have gotten a free fried ice cream for that. Mm. I have also made my own fake Mexican fried ice cream.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to share the recipe. Bev might want to get a pen and paper.
Do it. Do it right now. Pause your tape. This is on tape, right?
So you can replicate the Mexican fried ice cream without frying. By taking a perfectly round scoop of vanilla ice cream, like you want a nice, attractive scoop of ice cream, rolling it in crushed cinnamon toast crunch.
Okay.
And then drizzling it in honey and serving it with whipped cream and a little bit of chocolate sauce. Oh, wow.
That sounds fantastic.
I know. It's really good. And it looks authentic. It's not deep fried.
That would be like probably the only use for cinnamon toast crunch.
Oh, it's so good. It's covered in magical cinnamon dust.
It's a garbage cereal.
Do you want a fun fact?
Yeah.
I got three.
Oh, my.
Three fun facts. Ready?
Chi-Chi's.
Chi-Chi's was founded in 1975 in a suburb of Minneapolis.
Chi-Chi's is older than me.
Yep. By restaurateur Marno McDermott and former Green Bay Packers player Max McGee.
What?
And it was named after McDermott's wife, Chi-Chi.
No.
I think that was a nickname.
I hope so.
By 1995, so 20 years later, the chain had 210 locations worldwide.
Holy smokes.
Yes.
Worldwide? Do we know? Like,
I'll get to that.
Okay.
Fun fact number two.
Yeah.
In 2001, the company unsuccessfully tried to trademark the word salsification.
Unsuccessfully. YR just rolled her eyes so hard that she doesn't even have eyes anymore.
So did the judge.
Not really?
Well, apparently, they were unsuccessful.
Nice.
Final fun fact. There is a single Chi-Chi's still operating on this planet.
Where?
Vienna, Austria.
What?
And had I known that in the hour that I was recently in Vienna, Austria.
You could have gone.
Yeah, I could have gone.
You could have had a reunion with the Chiquitas.
Could you imagine going to Austria and going to a traditional Mexican restaurant called Chi-Chi's?
Traditional.
If I ever make it back to Austria, I will go to Chi-Chi's and I will tell them it's my birthday.
And see what happens. It'd be interesting to know what language they sing to you in.
Right? In Wien.
Wien.
Thank you. Do you have another hottie for me?
Mm-hmm. Boon Burger.
I loved Boon Burger. Me I didn't too. Love a communal table.
But they had lots of booths.
Are you talking about the Exchange?
It's the only one I ever went to.
Oh, okay. The OG Boon Burger on Sherbrooke had communal tables.
You know what the OG Boon Burger is now?
It is Hudson Bagels.
So Boon Burger downtown
yep.
did not have... Well, I think there were a few tables that were big, but by and large, it was all booths that sat about four people.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite item on that menu was the Boon Burger.
I love the Boon Burger.
Which is like a mushroom patty.
Yeah.
And oh my God, those sesame seed fries.
The sesame seed baked fries.
Oh, they were fantastic. They were weird and oily. And baked.
Can I drop another name?
Yeah.
The last time I went to Boon Burger in the Exchange, I sat in a booth next to Steve-O.
No way.
Mm-hmm. I think they had a burger with a chutney on it that I really liked.
Okay.
I did order from Boon Burger one time,
mm-hmm.
possibly during the panna cotta.
Okay.
And it did Pancetta? Not travel well.
No?
Those square buns did not travel
well. Oh, did it crumble?
Oh, it just arrived as like an assortment of things
okay.
in a box.
All right. Okay, I'm going to hit it with a couple more.
Okay.
Do you remember gas station sushi?
It's now Boba Paw.
Uh-huh.
It's the Domo just across from Madison Square.
Yes.
But I never went for gas station sushi.
You didn't?
No, I think it was before my time or not. Or it just didn't.
It was not called gas station sushi.
No.
It was called Day Gill.
Mm-hmm.
The rolls were too big.
Like to fit in your mouth?
Yeah. Like you had to bite them and biting a roll is never a good scene.
That's awkward.
But it was so good. It was absolutely worth it.
Okay.
To get Day Gill.
Okay. But now it's Boba Paw.
Now it's Boba Paw. I have not been to Boba Paw. Have you?
No.
Okay. Another one?
Yep.
Blondie's.
Oh, I never went to Blondie's.
No?
I don't like that level of cheekiness.
Filth? Oh.
Filth. She had too many rules. I don't like a place with rules. You couldn't order a milkshake if she was busy.
Yeah.
Didn't she have like an 80 patty burger or something?
Yeah. I mean, there were things. I don't know. People loved it.
I used to look at her Facebook and it was just ranting. And I'm like,
She had a Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And she would complain about customers. I'm like, I don't want to be the next person she complains about.
I love that you engaged the social media but never went to the restaurant.
Yeah.
I only went the once, I think, and it was fine. Whatever. It's not my scene. We cannot do this episode without mentioning the paddle wheel.
Oh, the paddle wheel, of course.
This is just sort of another one of those super nostalgic restaurants.
The first thing that comes to mind, cubes of Jell-O in a dessert glass.
Yes.
And that little dollop of whipped cream that had its own... postal code.
Yes.
Like it was just living independently.
It had like a lot of structure.
It did.
I don't know how. Served its last meal in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact,
mm-hmm.
filmmaker Guy Madden
mm-hmm.
gave the restaurant a cameo in his 2008 film My Winnipeg as a place where the fictional Golden Boy man pageants were judged by Mayor Cornish. Do you remember this?
I have to admit, I have never seen My Winnipeg.
Okay.
Well, and it's not available.
What?
It's not available, apparently.
What?
It has like no, there's nowhere to stream it or get it, from what I understand.
Oh, pfft.
I mean, I've seen that parts
like
of it.
Sounds like a challenge.
But I haven't watched it
really?
Cover to cover. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we should do that one day.
Friend of the pod. You've got an intact copy of My Winnipeg.
Send us a copy. What about Susie Q's?
No.
So that, like, for the diner vibe, that was a pretty cool place. Down Portage.
Mm-hmm. No, but wasn't there, like, a like an advance audio commercial filmed there?
I don't know.
I think there was.
It sounds right.
Yeah, there was.
Okay.
I'll look it up one day.
Bombay Bicycle Club.
Okay, here's the thing about Bombay Bicycle Club. The last time I ate at Bombay Bicycle Club, the next day they were shut down.
Because of
for like their many health violations.
It's the only thing I know about that restaurant.
And to this day, I'm like, nom, 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 I don't know.
Speaking of health violations, how about Chuck E. Cheese?
No. Not here.
No, you don't want to speak about Chuck E. Cheese.
I think, well, Chuck E. Cheese doesn't count as a restaurant, first of all.
Because they don't pizza, man.
Well, do they though?
Some might call it that.
Nope, never. Never have I ever.
Brannigan's.
Brannigan's, I went to a lot with my mom.
Yeah.
Brannigan's at, I want to say there was one at Eaton Place. There was one at the Forks.
Right.
The one that we went to at the Forks, we had abysmal service.
Mm.
I never went back to, but they had a few locations.
Did we mention Alicia's?
No. Did you want to mention the pierogies you had at Alicia's?
I feel like I had pierogies at Alicia's. And did it reopen for a minute at the A?
Kind of.
Was it just recipes of theirs?
No.
Is this the Sunshine Burger thing?
No.
Oh, man. I got my facts mixed up here.
I know what you're talking about.
In 2018.
So the family that owned Alicia's,
yeah.
I think that they had sold the name
oh.
or the brand.
Oh.
And so the brand got moved around a bit. It even went up to Gimli for a while.
Yes.
And okay. It was at the Albert for a while.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
But it wasn't the same.
Oh, okay.
Like it wasn't the same Alicia's-ness.
Ah, okay. Right, you tested it? The Redux?
No. But
Redux?
Of Redux? The reviews and the people that went to it were just kind of like.
Okay.
Fair enough. Think. The brand is available. Like the brand is for sale if someone wanted to revive Alicia's.
I did see that the internet has an Alicia's lost recipe for borscht.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah.
Can I tell you two fun facts about the original Alicia's?
Yeah.
Three fun facts.
Okay.
Fact number one, it's across the street from the North Star Drive-In, which has one of the best veggie burgers in the city.
It was across.
Well,
it is across
where it was.
Okay.
It is across from the North Star Drive-In.
Got it. Yeah.
Because I don't think that building has become of that building that it was in.
Yeah, I believe that.
It was a favorite of John Candy.
Really?
John Candy loved it.
Was that fact number two?
That's fact number two.
We love John Candy.
And someone that I know interviewed Anthony Bourdain when he came to Winnipeg.
Come
and she
on.
Took him to Alicia's
what?
For lunch.
What was the review?
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe I'm assuming good. I don't think they could do any wrong.
Right.
And I think Anthony Bourdain is the kind of person that would dig that sort of home cookery.
Yeah, I could see that.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. So then my next two mm-hmm. are not sort of locals.
Okay.
So I don't know if they fit better under honorary, but they're not honorary at all.
Okay.
Do you remember when Harvey's popped up in every Home Depot?
Yes.
And then do you remember how, like, the Home Depot lobby just smelled like Harvey's?
Yes. It depended where you lived. Because in some provinces, Home Depot had Subways in the lobby.
Well, in Winnipeg, and I'm going to speak to the Winnipeg crowd here for a minute. It was Harvey's.
Yeah.
And then they all got switched to Subways.
Okay.
But I can summon the smell of a Home Depot vestibule.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with what they sell.
And it's a Harvey's smell.
Yeah, it's a Harvey's.
There's one thing I like at Harvey's.
What?
Their buffalo chicken sandwich.
Oh.
It's really good. When Harvey's was at the corner of Stafford and Corridon, which is now a Starbucks, used to be Chicken Delight back in your day.
Yes. Well, I mean, I was there for the Harvey's.
I'm just saying.
Back in my day.
Kitty corner to Nibbler's Nosh.
Yeah.
When it was on Stafford and Corden, I would stop by occasionally for Frings and a chicken sandwich.
Okay.
But I have no real hardware store.
Connections.
Okay.
I did ask, so this is just for bonus points. I did ask Marie and Bev to weigh in. They wanted me to toss in Mama Trossie's.
Okay. No, not on my radar.
Paul's Hamburgers.
Nope.
It was a drive-in.
Okay.
And it was cheap. It was like 25 to 50 cents a burger.
Okay, well, none of us were alive when burgers were 50 cents.
The Paddock.
Oh, I did love the Paddock. And yeah. I loved... So the Paddock was really cool. It was right where the Olive Garden is. That's right. Park.
Yep.
And I remember they had a... I think they had like a treasure chest, or there's some... You got some sort of toy if you were a child.
That's fantastic. The
then it turned into kind of an art deco restaurant called Gracie's.
Oh.
And they had a triple decker grilled cheese sandwich. It was phenomenal.
Again with the cheese.
But I don't think they lasted long. Oh. And then they ripped it down and...
put up an OG.
They paved Paradise and put up an Olive Garden.
Paradise. and last but not least, Fat Boy.
Fat Boy.
Yeah, Murray said Fat Boy on Portage.
Okay.
Across from Ray and Jerry's, but a little bit down. It's kind of like a Union shop okay. now.
Sure.
That was
we might have talked about that on one of our burger ventures.
Really?
Maybe. Maybe not. I think we have a picture of We might have a picture in our archives. They'll have to look up.
We've just done so many episodes, I can't recall.
I'm glad Murray and Bev didn't say my place, pie place.
No one in my family will endorse that name.
Do you want my honorable mentions?
Yes.
Mine are all within about a 3-block radius.
Okay.
Papa George's.
All right.
Corner of Osborne and River, where the Leopold's is now.
Yeah. Is it? Is that for the ostentatious beverages?
Did they have ostentatious beverages?
Didn't they?
I don't think
With the candy in the drink?
I don't remember that ever happening.
You sent me a picture of it.
Papa George's?
Wasn't it?
No. What are you
Garbanzo's.
Talking
Garbanzo's.
That was Garbanzo's.
Okay. All right. Sorry, folks.
That's a little racist, Papa George's, but okay. What? Same genre.
Okay.
Okay. Papa George's was open till 4 a.m.
Okay.
And it was the best place to go and get cheese toast. An Irish coffee after the bars closed.
Did you know that everything that you remember about all the restaurants cheese. You love
cheese is cheese the common the denominator.
Even the chihitas almost cheesy have chicken cheese fingers. In them.
This is the thing about Papa George's that I will never understand.
Okay.
If you go into Leopold's now,
yes.
It apparently has the same footprint as Papa George's.
Right.
It is about a tenth of the size that Papa George's was.
Oh, it's probably because their kitchen's bigger.
So Papa George's had to have been in like a different dimension. Because you just walked and walked and walked and walked to get to your table.
It was probably just, Leopold's probably just has a bigger kitchen. And they have a bar. And no?
Doesn't make sense. Leopold's, you walk in, it's one room. Papa George's was rooms and doorways and things. Darkness and... Drunk people.
Things are always bigger when you're little.
I wasn't that little. I was like 18.
Your little leggies. Had to go through a lot more back then.
So many doors. Basil's. Basil's. In its original location.
Yeah.
Where Desart was.
Right.
So mid-block.
Yep.
So basically Basil's owns that whole side of the street.
Yeah.
Well, we should do a whole episode about that nonsense.
Let's.
But Basil's the restaurant.
Yeah.
It was very woody and ferny and baskety. Had a very laid back vibe. Baskety.
I think that's the second restaurant you described as ferny.
If you wanted to find a restaurant in the city with a lot of macrame, it would be Basil's.
I feel like we should bring back macrame. Actually, it's back.
It's back. It's back. The kids have brought it back.
All right. Good for
the
them.
Most addictive fry sauce.
Oh, what do you think it was? Even a guess? Was it creamy had to be, or
yeah, like mayo barbecue? Based?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like maybe paprika and something else.
Oh, I'm here for this.
And someone, Chef Alex, possibly, had recreated it, but it wasn't quite there.
Oh, shoot.
There's needs something missing.
Tinkering.
It was the best tasting sauce.
Huh.
Do you remember that time that we went to that store in Osborne Village and then we went to that courtyard?
Yes.
That was the Basil's courtyard.
Do you remember that time we were at a Salisbury house and you wrapped your fry in a pickle?
I did.
Like as if it was something that people do every day?
I had a pickle slice and I just wrapped a fry in it and ate it.
She just took the pic pickle and pringled it.
I used it to like pick up the fry.
A fry. And consumed the pickle fry combo as if this is something that everyone does.
And she just stopped in her tracks and she was like, did you just wrap a fry with a pickle? Look, well, I did, yes. And so then she did it and went,
oh. It was really good.
It was really good.
Highly recommend.
10 out of 10.
Would smash again.
So Basil's.
Yeah.
It just, it was so good.
That courtyard is beautiful.
They had a veggie sandwich that had sliced feta.
Right. And there she is with the cheese again.
I know. You could taste the love. It was so good.
Excellent.
It was so good. And finally, Dutch made ice cream.
Oh, yes.
That's not before your time. That's
no.
Okay.
Oh, my God. They had How old do you think I'm not?
They had some piggy wiggy ice cream things.
Ziggy piggy.
Oh, they had one. It was called like the Idiot's Rhapsody or the Moron's Revenge or something.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. Listener might write in.
Listener might
Listener
write
might
in.
Call in.
My reader might listen in.
My favorite thing, they had a sundae that was basically a clown's face.
Ugh.
So the cone was upside down like a hat.
Jen just shut off this episode. Just saying.
I have written in my notes, in retrospect, it might have been weird.
It's terrifying.
It was terrifying. It's actually it was actually terrifying. Dutch made ice cream.
Yeah.
I used to have a t-shirt.
Oh, no.
And I wish I still had it. It was purple with the yellow Dutch made logo.
Yep.
That logo was featured on a poster by Happy Land Print Shop.
Ah, of course.
Along with the slogan, Winnipeg, where all your favorite places are closed forever.
Cue the music.
Hey, listener, don't forget, you can still enter to win 2 tickets to our surprise secret screening at the Gargoyle Theater.
You sound so earnest.
I know, I hate earnesty.
What is this voice?
I don't know.
Anyway, do the thing. Do the thing.
Do the thing. What's the thing?
Go to Instagram.
Dear listener.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying you do the thing. They do the thing.
We need to talk. To enter, go to our Instagram, find the contest post. Follow the instructions.
Yes.
Before April 11th.
11th, yeah.
And you'll be entered to win. Cue the music!